Florida's River of Grass is a source of drinking water for more than 8 million people, and it's an economic engine for agriculture and tourism. But as WLRN's Kate Stein tells us, some Floridians feel threatened by Everglades restoration efforts.
Glades County is just west of Lake Okeechobee, and it's sparsely populated. The main grocery store is a dollar store, and there are only two full-time firefighters. Paul Carlisle is the county manager.
So if you get in a car wreck in Glades County, hope that we have somebody on duty to take you to the hospital. Oh, wait, we don't have one of those either.
Being small can have disadvantages. State and federal Everglades restoration projects could take up Glades County land for water storage. The hope is that the additional water storage would help prevent algae blooms and revive Florida Bay. But even if projects don't involve eminent domain, they could take land off already small tax rolls. At the annual Everglades Coalition Conference last week, Carlisle said Glades County would be particularly hard hit without that tax revenue.
They pay us pittance, and it's not guaranteed that we even get payment in lieu of taxes.
Carlisle says if bigger communities prepare to deal with water from 100-year or 500-year storms, there wouldn't be such a need to store water. And if land is needed, he says, small communities like his should be compensated fairly. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.